Okay, let's dive into something really strange today. Millfield, Ohio, 1987.
Right, the Halprin case. An acoustic engineer, Dexter Halprin.
Yeah, and he had this pretty wild theory. He thought certain sound frequencies could actually mess with how we perceive reality, maybe even change matter itself.
That was the idea. And apparently, based on some reports that surfaced later, his private experiment went way off the rails, very quickly.
It feels like this story sits right at the intersection of like audio horror and some kind of reality glitch.
Definitely. It hints at something. Something found or maybe unleashed that wasn't meant for us. Something we weren't supposed to hear.
So what were the first signs things were getting weird? The reports mention physical anomalies in his lab.
Yeah, documented by Halprin himself initially. Things like sudden changes in air density, localized fluctuations.
Just in his basement lab.
Apparently so. And objects vibrating, even moving slightly without any physical cause, not just rattling from bass, but independent movement.
Okay, that's already beyond a normal sound experiment.
Yeah.
That suggests the sound energy was directly, I don't know, interacting with physical stuff.
Exactly. It points to something more fundamental than just sound waves moving through air. Like he was tapping into some kind of energy, maybe without fully realizing its nature.
And then came the sound, the really weird one.
Ah, yes. The sound that seemed to come from inside the walls, not echoing in the room, but originating within the structure.
How is that even possible? I mean, acoustically.
Well, conventionally, it's not. That's the thing. It suggests either some unknown physical effects triggered by his frequencies or the house itself was somehow becoming part of the phenomenon, like a transducer.
The house itself becoming a speaker for whatever this was, that's incredibly creepy.
It really is. It shifts the whole narrative, doesn't it? From science experiment to something else.
And it wasn't just contained in the house, right? The neighbors started noticing things.
That's where it gets even more disturbing. Reports started coming in about strange figures.
Figures. What kind of figures?
Motionless figures, just standing outside his house, sometimes looking in the windows, for like long periods, just standing there.
Silent, not moving.
Completely still, according to the accounts. And then there were the whispers,
Whispers from where?
echoing from his basement. Neighbors reported hearing them, even when they knew for a fact Halprin wasn't home.
Okay, wait. Figures outside, whispers from an empty basement. This sounds less like an experiment side effects and more like something was drawn there.
Well, it certainly raises that possibility. Were these perceptions altered by the sound? Or were actual entities, for lack of a better word, observing or present? The stillness is what gets me, like detached observers.
And the whispers without a source,
Yeah.
maybe some kind of residual audio, like the sound imprinted itself.
Could be, or something else entirely generating them. It challenges basic ideas about sound needing a physical source we can identify.
Then there's that other sensory detail, the smell.
Right, the burnt iron smell reported across the whole block, particularly at night.
Burnt iron. That's so specific. What would cause that? Not sound waves, surely.
Unlikely. It's a real puzzle piece. Could it be electromagnetic? Some kind of energy discharge related to whatever forces he was playing with?
Or maybe psychosomatic. The whole atmosphere was so charged, maybe people were smelling things.
Possible, but less likely if it was widely reported across the block. It feels more like a physical byproduct, perhaps, of whatever was being activated or disturbed.
It all got weird enough that someone from the local university got involved, a researcher.
Yeah, the escalating reports, the smell, the whispers, it attracted attention. This researcher decided to investigate firsthand.
Imagine walking up to that house, knowing the stories, maybe smelling that weird iron scent.
It must have been incredibly tense. They were approaching something that defied easy explanation, trying to apply some kind of, rational lens.
So what do they find inside the house?
They made their way to the basement, the
Yeah.
source of the whispers, the location of the lab. The
And
equipment was still running, humming away, lights blinking, power on.
okay. And Halprin.
He was there, standing in the middle of the room,
Standing.
just
Stands.
sitting, motionless, facing. Well, it wasn't clear what he was facing, just staring into the space ahead of him.
Was he okay? Did he respond?
That's the most chilling part. According to the researcher's report, Halprin wasn't blinking
Not blinking.
at all, staring straight ahead, eyes wide open, and he wasn't breathing.
Not breathing, but standing up.
Completely still, no respiration, no blinking, just present, but utterly unresponsive. Catatonic seems too mild a word. It's like a complete biological shutdown while still upright.
That's terrifying. What could possibly cause that? What did he see? or hear.
Whatever it was, it triggered a profound, immediate system shock, something beyond psychological trauma, it seems, something that just switched him off.
And the equipment was still running, recording.
It was, and that leads us to the final, most disturbing piece of evidence, the last recording captured.
What was on it? More strange sounds.
No, a voice.
A voice, it was.
Dexter Halperin's voice, clear as day, identical to his known recordings.
What did he say?
Just one sentence. It said, "Now I see what you were never supposed to hear."
Oh my God. His own voice.
His own voice.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that, it rules out, you know, some external entity just speaking. It sounds like a moment of realization. A terrible one.
You were never supposed to hear. Who's the you? Himself?
Yeah.
The researcher? Us.
That's the terrifying ambiguity, isn't it? And what was it? What sound, what information, what perception breaks someone like that?
Did he cross some kind of threshold? A frequency? A pattern hidden in the sound?
Or did the sound literally open up a perception? Let him see or understand something our minds aren't built for? Maybe related to whatever those figures were, or the whispers?
Could those neighbors' experiences, the figures and whispers, have been like ripples, their own reality slightly altered by proximity to the experiment?
It's a possibility. The sound field affecting perception beyond the basement. Or again, did the sound act like some kind of beacon, drawing something that existed just outside our usual senses?
And the voice on the tape, if it was him, it implies he understood right before whatever happened. But what if something else could mimic his voice?
That's another unsettling thought. Did something encounter him and articulate that final awful realization through his voice? It deepens the mystery considerably.
This reality glitch idea feels more and more plausible the more you look at the details. The internal sounds, the figures, the smell.
If sound can influence perception of matter, maybe it can influence the perception of reality itself. Could he have, like, thinned the veil, punched a small hole through?
Allowing something to bleed through. Manifesting as these sensory anomalies, including that burnt iron smell.
It's one way to try and tie these disparate, bizarre elements together, the smell as maybe an atmospheric trace element of that interaction, an energy signature.
Or are we just reaching for the supernatural? Could there be some complex but ultimately mundane explanation tying acoustics, psychology, and maybe some environmental factor together?
It's always possible, but finding a mundane explanation that covers all these specific weird details,
right.
The unblinking state, the voice on the tape, the specific smell, it's difficult.
Yeah, the Occam's razor explanation doesn't feel very satisfying here.
No. The whole event remains deeply enigmatic. The sounds, the sightings, Halperin's state, and that final chilling sentence, it feels like more than just an experiment gone wrong.
It pushes against what we think is possible, what sound can do, what reality even is.
Absolutely. It makes you question the limits of our own senses. Are there things we are fundamentally shielded from for our own good?
Now I see what you were never supposed to hear. That line just sticks with you. It's not just that he saw, but that you, whoever you is, weren't meant to. A forbidden perception.
Exactly. It implies a boundary deliberately in place. And the really unnerving thought, the one that lingers.
Yeah.
What if that signal, that frequency, that sound Halperin found? What if it didn't just stop when the equipment was turned off? What if it's still out there, resonating faintly?
You know, if it's going to go beyond what we can normally hear.
Yeah.
Still echoing.
Maybe a sound you were never supposed to hear, perhaps still waiting to be heard again.